One of the greatest benefits of the Universal App Platform is the ability to write your code once and see it run across all of your devices. Sometimes, though, it's kind of hard to see what's happening when things go wrong. I'm Hirsch, and I work on the Windows Device Portal, which is a new developer mode feature that we're shipping on all Windows 10 devices. This means that from the comfort of your browser, you can actually access, manage, and diagnose issues on all of your Windows 10 devices, just as long as they're on the local network. Now, there are a couple different ways to access Device Portal, but today I want to show you how to get to it on a phone, see some new UI that we've been building with Xbox, and then I'm going to drive my laptop from a command line using Device Portal. So as you can see here, I've got my phone on the settings menu. We're going to go into Updates and Security for Developers, and you can see that we've already got Developer Mode enabled. We've got Device Discovery turned on. And now we're going to turn on Device Portal. And we're going to take this IP address and plug it into our browser. And you can see there's a security error. We're going to click through that. And then we need to pin pair our browser with Device Portal. So we're going to click pair and copy this code into the browser. And now we're paired. So one of the tools I want to show off here is the Apps tool. And from here you can install, delete, terminate, or launch apps. So what we're going to do here is first we're going to install the Rubber Ducky app. We've got some dependencies to install as well. So we'll include these. From here we hit go, and we can see that it's uploading the app to the phone. Now this is actually doing the exact same thing that Visual Studio does, which is sideloading the app. You'll be able to run it on your phone and see how it's working. Now that it's installing, gotta wait a little while. And we'll see it appear in this list of installed apps. So when we search through, we see My Rubber Duck, and we can launch it. And here it goes. We can also terminate it from the running apps, and even delete it from the phone. There we go. Something else I'd like to show you is the Processes page. This is essentially Task Manager for the phone. If you had any doubts that this is Windows 10 running on the phone, here you go. This is everything. And it's even got all of the resources that each process consumes. I love using this tool whenever I need to figure out, why is my phone running slow? Or, you know, what's on there that's making it run so hot? And if you're more of a visual learner, you can actually go to the Performance tab and see live graphs of everything that's going on. Just like Task Manager, we've got CPU, memory, and now at the bottom here, we've got network I/O and disk I/O. So now we're looking at the HoloLens, and as you can see on the left-hand side, we've got all of the same tools that you would expect to see on any other Windows 10 device. We also have some unique tools like 3D view and mixed reality capture that are special to the HoloLens. Now in the 3D view, you can actually see exactly what your app would see. This is a 3D mesh of the room that I'm in, the Channel 9 studio. You can see me at my desk. And we've actually got a ladder over here in the corner. And what's cool is that if you pick up the HoloLens, you get an idea of where it is in space. And so you can see it's following my motions and kind of get a view of what's going on here. Now, if you wanted to see what your user sees, you can switch to the mixed reality capture. And as you can see on the desk in front of me, we've got some Channel 9 holograms. And I've got Edge pinned to the back wall. Now, what's cool is that, you know, as we're kind of floating around, this is exactly what your user is seeing, so this is a great way to kind of experience the app with them as they're experiencing your holograms. So now I'd like to show you some new UI that we've been working on with Xbox. One of the big pieces of feedback that we got whenever we were showing off Device Portal was, you know, I really like this, but I'd like to see these two tools next to each other. And so now we've added a customization component to Device Portal that lets you do exactly that. The tools that you use every day, day in and day out, you can now get on one page so that they can work together. One of the nice examples here is this updated performance page. I think it looks great. It's way nicer to look at because I can see everything I care about in one nice shot. So now I'd like to go back and show you something cool about Device Portal. So everything that you saw happening in the browser is actually powered by REST APIs, which means that everything you can do inside the tool, you can also do from the command line. So one of my favorites, of course, is Bash. And now that we can do this in Windows, I'm going to use curl to start manipulating my device. Obviously, I have Device Portal running on this laptop, so I can simply do curl localhost API OS info. And this is kind of asking device portal, hey, tell me some information about this device. What's going on here? And you can see I've got my computer name and even what kind of what build of Windows I'm running on. And getting information is cool. What I'd really like to do is drive my laptop, make it do something for me. And in that regard, I can actually post to a different API under Task Manager. And you'll see we have a Base64 encoded package full name for an app. When I hit launch, it actually launches 3D Builder right on the computer. So this is immensely powerful, especially from an automation standpoint. You can install apps from a command line or a script. You can launch them. And if there's something you're interested in, you should actually check out the Windows Application Driver, our new UI test framework that we've built that we're also showing off at Build. So I strongly urge you to check out Device Portal on your Windows 10 device. Just go into the developer mode options and you'll find it there. You'll notice there's a feedback icon in the top right of every Device Portal. Please click on that and tell us what you love about Device Portal, what you want to see next, and what we could work on. Happy developing.